الحمد لله إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وبعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله تعالى أدومها وإن قل صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسولنا الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His assistance, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We send our salawat and our salam and our salutation on our beloved Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's khutbah, inshallah, will be the live after the blessed month of Ramadan. But if you just reflect a little bit, it seems like it was just a few days ago or a few weeks ago, not even weeks, days in my mind, and I'm sure in most of your mind, that we were looking for the moon of Ramadan. We were preparing for the blessed month of Ramadan. We were making our Ramadan routine, how to get by the month and how to organize everything to gain the maximum of the month. And here we are, the second khutbah after the month of Ramadan. It's gone. So, in the Muslim lives, Muslims should surround their lives around the month of Ramadan. If you look at the pious people of the past, that's how they lived their life. They surrounded their life around Ramadan. The months leading up to Ramadan would be in preparation for Ramadan. They will make their tawbah, they will make their istighfar, they will start put everything organize everything, so that when the blessed month arrives, they will benefit. And once the month of Ramadan leave, then they would spend the months after that in reflecting what they gained from that blessed month of Ramadan and how to keep those a'mal and those actions in their life. And now we are here now, month of Ramadan finished. And I'm sure most of us are grieving. And a lot of us cried. I saw a lot of people cried on Eid's day. Why? Because the gift of Allah has left us. And this mehman and this guest of Allah left us. And people literally cried. And their hearts are, you know, were sad that when the month left. But like I mentioned, the topic of this khutbah is, how do you live your life after the month of Ramadan? How should you live it? So before I go into that, I want to share an ayah from the Quran with you, the one I recited in the khutbah, just to give you a mind frame of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expected from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Now this ayah was sent down to the Sahaba when they asked the question. They came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rabbuna aqareebun huwa amba'eed. Is our Rabb, is He near or is He far? When we want to call upon Him, as all of us do, how should we call upon Him? Should we shout, should we scream, or should we say in silent? How far is Allah? And as they asked this question, because this was the beginning of Islam, So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala educated them. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala educated them. If you look in this ayah, it says the translation is that when إِذَا سَأَلَكَ, when they ask you, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah told him, now when the sahaba ask you, عَنِّي, about me, whether I am far or near, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, indeed I am near, I am close. So Mufassirin said, listen, in the language, if I ask you, if a third person asks me a question, then I would tell him that go and tell so and so, this is the answer. So the sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he's near or close. So the answer should have been linguistically, so tell them that I am close and I am near. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not went through even his own Rasul just to show us how much he loves us. He did not say قُلْ لَهُمْ إِنِّي قَرِيب. He did not say tell the sahaba that I am near, but rather he spoke directly to us and he said فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, that I am near. And other parts of the Quran says he is nearer to us than our own heartbeat, than our own jugular vein. That's just an expression of speech, that he is really near to us. He knows what we're thinking before we do. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing his love and his mercy. And the second thing, if you look in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, when my servant, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ, when they ask you, عِبَادِي, my servant. Now who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his servant? When you put the word ya in the Arabic language, it's for ownership or possession. So this is my pen, I say qalami, my pen. And we know with this, the martaba and the status of things, they elevated, right? If we say a car, it's good, it's had value. But if you say the president's car, then the value goes up more. If you say a house, and then you say the house of Allah, then the value goes up more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say mankind ask you. He did not say the Muslim, when the Muslim ask about me. He says when my servant ask about me. And tell them that I am near. Now I want you to keep that ayat in mind now and think about what happened in Ramadan. That Ramadan finished, yes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creator of Ramadan, Khaliq of Ramadan, is still here. And Ramadan finished, yes. And the maghfirat that you were told that you have to have forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. So guess what? Ramadan finished. So what happened? There's no more maghfirat? What about the mercy that we were told? That in the month of Ramadan there's mercy and it's like sales of mercy. So Ramadan finished. Is the mercy also finished? The kindness and all the good deeds that happened during the month of Ramadan, did it go away or went away with the month of Ramadan? Of course not. Of course not. And this is the point of how we should live our life after the month of Ramadan. Because those who believe in this way, they will continue to benefit from Islam. They will continue to benefit from one another. And they will continue to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, if a person believes that these things only happen in Ramadan, then you will not see him after Ramadan. And that person will not do any good deeds after Ramadan. Because he believes with by the passing and the ending of the month of Ramadan, the season of mercy and forgiveness and everything had finished. So my believing brothers and sisters in Islam, let us continue to do the good deeds that we used to do in Ramadan. Because even though the Ramadan finished, but the creator of Ramadan, our creator, the reason why we did it in Ramadan is still here. So the mercy of Allah did not went away, yes. The mercy of Allah in the month of Ramadan are increased, are multiplied. The forgiveness in the month of Ramadan are multiplied. There are more opportunities of forgiveness, but this does not mean that now there is no forgiveness. Someone asked me the question right after Ramadan, so brother, I cannot make tawbah anymore? Of course you can make tawbah anymore. Because he heard all these programs in the month of Ramadan and lectures and give him this false idea that you only can do those things in Ramadan. My believing brothers and sisters in Islam, the door of maghfirat of Allah is always open, night and day. It's not like our government offices or our homes, that we are only available certain times. Allahu Rabbul Alameen, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, his door of maghfirat is always open. For everyone, that's why he says in the ayah, Ibadi, my servant. He did not say my pious servant. He did not say only my pious servant. He said all my servants, whether you are pious or not. Because all of us need the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not lose hope. Do not despair in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us continue to make tawbah and forgiveness of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still here. Let us continue to ask of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the mercy, the door of the mercy of Allah is still open. It is still here, it's still open, it's still there to take. So that's one thing we have to keep in mind, that even the month of Ramadan finished, and a season of goodness and a season of forgiveness and mercy have passed, but that does not mean that the doors of mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closed. No, it's open. And it will continue to open till the hadith says, Hatta yugharghir. It will continue, the mercy and the rahmat of Allah will continue to be available for you and I until the person, his soul reaches his throat. Until his throat, in other words, until he is in his deathbed. And he sees the angel of death, until then the door of tawbah and mercy are open for you and I. So let us take and benefit from this. And let us continue. If we want to keep the barakat and the blessing of the month of Ramadan, and we can, let us continue to do the good deeds that we used to do in the month of Ramadan. Because someone, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that someone asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ayyul a'mali ilallahi, ayyul a'mali ahabbu ilallahi ta'ala. Which actions are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Such a short hadith. Basically two words. But it has so much meaning and gives us so much hope. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدَوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those actions that are done continuously. That are done continuously, even though little. This part brings just joy. Even though little. So, because all of us know, it's a reality. In the month of Ramadan, the spiritual high for believer increases. Our spiritualness, our iman elevates in the month of Ramadan. It is the blessing of the month of Ramadan that you cannot find in any other month. And we all experience this. Right? We all experience this iman and this elevation of iman. Because those people who never used to pray, they start praying. Those people who used to do haram stuff, they left their haram stuff. Those people people used to be kind, they start being kind to one another. The same person who would yell and scream in the month of Ramadan, if someone bothers him now, he says, Inni sa'imun, I am fasting, I cannot fight you now. I am fasting, I cannot argue. And he keeps his calm, and he's very kind to one another. So by the passing of the month of Ramadan, we should be trained in the month of Ramadan by these good actions to continue to live this way after Ramadan, even though in a little capacity, but continuously doing. Because in the month of Ramadan, we know, yes, our spiritual high is more. And outside of Ramadan, because of other activities and responsibilities of life, we're a little bit more busy, yes. But if we continue to do those things that we used to do in Ramadan, even in a small capacity, you know, continuously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor your deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on your deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that forgiveness that He promised you. So let us continue the way how we live in the blessed month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan. For example, the salah. We pray 20 extra rakat. Think about it. Regularly, 5 daily salah, we pray 20 extra rakat. So, okay, you don't have to pray 20 extra rakat now, just stick to the 5 daily salah. That is the aqal. That is the little that we are talking about. Instead of having to pray 20 extra now, you just stick to the 5 daily salah. And this is important. This is not nafil, this is the faraid. And there's so much blessings in praying. It's not, when we pray the 5 daily salah, we are doing ourselves a favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek help through salah. How much of us, we are desperate now. We need so much help mentally and physically, monetarily, and so many different ways we seek help. Instead of going to insan and to go to a next human being first, let us go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. That's what salah offers you. Let us learn about the purpose of salah and the benefits of salah, so we can continue our 5 daily salah. And tahajjud salah. Out of all the salah, I just want to single out tahajjud salah, because it's something that's been forgotten by the passage of time. Tahajjud salah. Tahajjud means the waking in the night salah. Qiyamul layl. In the month of Ramadan, how much we prayed. But go back to the regular days, it's hard to wake up for fajr salah. But this is one salah, it's nafil salah. But it's so important, my brothers and sisters, this is the light of your grave. This is the happiness of your day. This will bring that barakat in your day. If you wake up for that 2 rakat only, you can do more, but just start with 2 rakat in the night. The Prophet ﷺ said, Afshu salam, spread the salam, atyamu ta'am, and invite one another for food. Wasilul arham, and live good with one another. Join relationship. Do not sever them. Do not cut them. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلُ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. And pray salah in the night. قِيَامُ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. While the people are sleeping, here is the benefit. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامُ. You will enter Jannah with safety and security. Just this. Just few amal. Because these are like causes. If you start praying tahajjud, it will lead to do more good deeds. That's why the reward is so much. Not just by praying tahajjud and you're not praying any other thing or doing any other good deed. But the reason behind this fazilat and this blessing is that if a person would wake up for tahajjud, that will lead him to do more good deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says his entry into paradise becomes easy. Who does not want that? So start with the tahajjud salah. Anyway, let's continue. The thing we used to do the second most in the month of Ramadan other than salah is Qur'an. Tilawat and recitation of Qur'an. We recited so much Qur'an, alhamdulillah. I know people who did many khatams. They finished multiple Qur'an more than one time. But after Ramadan, we pack up our Qur'an, put it in a nice covering, and we put it back on the shelf, and we open it only when in Ramadan come again, or when someone passed away and we have to read some Qur'an, and that is unfortunate. Because Qur'an is an excellent companion in this world and the world hereafter. Qur'an. Everyone feels lonely and we need companion in this world. We have our spouses, we have our parents, we have our siblings. But I'm talking about the companion in the next life. When you and I die and we go in our grave, you are going alone. There is no spouses accompanying you there. There is no sibling and brothers and sisters accompanying you in the grave. You are alone. That is when you need a companion. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the Qur'an is one of the companions of the grave that will keep your company in the grave. And not only in the grave, the Qur'an will stay with you in Yawmul Mahshar, when we are in the plains of accountability and gathering, and when we are about to give a hisab kitab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accountability, the Qur'an will stand by our side. The Qur'an will defend us. The Quran will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This comes in a hadith. The Quran will argue, will make munazara, and will intercede on our behalf, and will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to read me night and day, you cannot punish him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have created you and I have given you this privilege and I will not punish him. The Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hujjatun laka aw alayk." If you read it, you make amal, the Quran is your friend. Hujjatun laka, it is a intercession for you. It is a companion for you. And if you don't read the Quran and you neglect the Quran and you neglect acting upon the Quran, it becomes hujjatun alayka. It becomes evidence, a witness against you. And all of us know it is the word of Allah. No one can win if the Quran becomes a witness against us. So let us bring the Quran in our life. The Quran will be that companion you need in the grave and in the hereafter. Let us spend less time on our, you know, smartphones and smart gadgets and electronics and these things. They will not accompany you in the grave. Let us spend less time from the TV set, less time from our iPads and our phones. Use it when it's necessary, but let us spend less time from that and spend more time on the Quran. You will see the barakat right here in your life if you start reading every day. If I ask right now, and I'm not asking, but if I ask right now, how many people have downloaded the Quran on their devices? Everyone, almost everyone will raise their hand that they is downloaded on their device, some device with them or their home. But then if I ask again, and I'm not asking, but if I ask, how many people read that Quran every day? Then you will see just few hands. So why are we downloading it and we're not reading? We have it accessible. It's not that we have to go, you know, in the masjid before you can find a Quran. It's with you in the car. It's with you when you're in your job, your office, or home. So let us utilize this opportunity to build the barakat. If you start reading one page a day or half page a day, or start with 3 verses a day. I like the number 3. Start with 3 verses a day and see how this will change your life. Because if you don't, like I mentioned, the Quran goes against you. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an ayah, I think it's Surah Furqan, ayah number 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an ayah in form of a complaint against us. He said, قَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. He said, the Prophet will say on the Day of Judgment, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, O Allah, my people had forsaken the Quran. They have let the Quran go out of their life as a complaint. And we don't want the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to complain against us that we left his deen. We don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be angry at us because we left his Quran, his words. We don't want the Quran to go against us. We cannot win. So let us bring the Quran back in our life. Now, like I said, the month of Ramadan, we did a lot of khatam. You don't have to do a lot of khatam. You are busy working. Wives are busy. Spouses are busy with their children and cooking and everything and doing other stuff. Read one page a day. Or read 3 lines a day, inshallah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, give us tawfiq to make amal on this. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وبعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My believing brothers and sisters in Islam, The other things that we should focus on, even though in a little capacity, is fasting. After all, that was one of the main purpose of the month of Ramadan, fasting. So let us continue that good deed of fasting, even though in a little capacity. Now we fasted the whole month. Now Islam is not asking you to fast the whole month. But if we continue that in a little way, and Islam wants this also, Sharia wants this also. Look at the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed the fasting. He said fast 1 month in Ramadan. And then he says after Ramadan, fast 6 days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan wa atba'ahu sitta min Shawwal." The person who fasted the month of Ramadan and follows up with 6 fasting in the month of Shawwal, kana ka siyam ad-dahr, as if he fasted the whole year. A whole year. So which means that the whole year should be done in some type of fasting. But in terms of blessing, you get the blessing right here. And I'll just explain how it becomes 1 year really fast. 10 in Islam, in the Quran, it says, when you do a good deed, at least you have 10 blessings. At least. You have more, thousands and hundreds of thousands, depends on your ikhlas and your intention and sincerity. But at least Allah promise you 10 good deeds for one deed you do. 10 reward for one good deed. So if you fast the month of Ramadan, right, and assuming it's 30 days, even if it's 29 days, that is acceptable. It is counted as a month, which is 30 days in Islam. So 1 month, if it's 29 or 30 days, it doesn't matter, multiplies by 10 is how much? 10 months. So by just fasting the month of Ramadan, the least blessing you get is 10 months. And then you fast 6 days after Ramadan, which is in this month, Shawwal. And 6 multiplied by 10, again, the least blessing you get for one fasting is 10. So 6 multiplied by 10 is how much? 60. So 60 is 2 months. So you have 10 months from the month of Ramadan, and you have 2 months from fasting in 6 days in Shawwal. So 10 and 2 is 12 months. It equals 1 year of fasting in terms of reward. Now let us continue the fasting. Let us fast 6 days in Shawwal. Let us continue the sunnah fast of Mondays and Thursdays. Or if you can do all Mondays and Thursdays, do some. But let us continue that good deed of that. Let's continue the charity. Now we give in the month of Ramadan. We were so generous. People who were so stingy and greedy in the month of Ramadan, they walk with extra money in their pocket because they want to give in the month of Ramadan. So you are not giving the masjid. You are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand this concept. When you're giving, you're not giving Brother Abdullah, or you're not giving Masjid Al-Sunnah Wal-Jamaat. You are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there for you to get the blessing. So continue to give, even if you don't give in such a large number, but continue to give something every week. Charity is very important in our life. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that treat your patient, treat your sick patient with charity, with sadaqah. In other words, if you're sick and you give charity with the right intention, if Allah wills, you will recover. So much powerful is charity. And let us continue to be kind to one another. The same way how we used to be in the month of Ramadan. That if someone said something that upset us, we forgive them for the sake of Allah. We do not retaliate and take revenge. Why we say that we are fasting? So guess what? Allah loved that action. Allah is still there. We are the same people. Continue to be kind to one another. Continue to be compassionate to one another. Continue to be nice to your spouses and your children. In Ramadan, we don't fight with our spouses. Even though the same thing they do outside of Ramadan, but we develop that tolerance. And we say, okay, we're making sabr. So continue to make your sabr. Be nice to your wives, and the wives be nice to the husband. And be compassionate to your children. Because the purpose of this whole talk and the purpose of a Muslim life does not end with Ramadan. We have a continuous struggle, like I mentioned in the beginning, until the day we leave this world. So Ramadan is not the end, my brothers and sisters. Ramadan was just a means, or one of the means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, Ramadan is gone, but we are still here. We have to continue our struggle to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue to worship and obey your Lord until death comes to you. That is our goal. So Allah will continue to give us, you know, opportunities to get closer to Him. Ramadan was one of those opportunities. It's not the end. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to continue to live a pious life until, you know, and for the rest of our life. Ameen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all of our difficulties in our life. We pray that those who are sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a speedy recovery and cure physically and spiritually. Ameen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to die with iman and la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in our heart and our lip. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the torment of the grave. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the punishment of hellfire. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us all into Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, bi ghayri hisab, without any reckoning. Allahumma ameen. Stand up for Salah, inshallah.